Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If I were to get up into this pulpit week after week and tell you that it absolutely doesn't matter how you live your life, if I were to tell you that however your flesh desires to live, if I were to tell you that it's completely okay for you to live with another person outside of the bonds of marriage and to commit adultery, if I were to tell you that as a man, you could be with a man as a man is to be with a woman according to God's created order, if I were to tell you that you could change your body to reflect your mind and that God would be completely okay with that because God, after all, just wants you to be happy. If I got up week after week and proclaimed a message like that, one that told you that it would be okay even if you were to murder as long as it was a person within your own body, if I did that, I hope that you would rebuke me. Because those are the words of a false prophet. Those words are not God's words. Those words are lies from the devil. We get these words from God through St. Paul. Do you not know, 1 Corinthians 6, that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. If week after week I got in this pulpit and told you that all of those things were okay because God just wants you to be happy in this life, I would be a liar like the devil. And unfortunately, there are preachers that get up week after week and tell their people exactly that. Beware of false prophets who come in the guise of sheep. Meanwhile, they are ravenous wolves. Perhaps we were like some of those things. But the difference of Christianity is that we flee from sin rather than running to it. St. Paul continues, such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. The fact is that our world follows the lies of its prince, the devil. But the church absolutely must not. Because there are so many out there that are hurting, so many out there that are perishing. And if the church comes along and says, it's okay to be this way, it's okay to live this way, apart from the repentance found in the death of Jesus Christ, then the church is encouraging people to hell. And that is not why the church exists. The church exists to be the bride of Christ, to distribute his gifts to those who are repentant, and to preach his law as firmly as necessary to those who refuse to repent. I hope that you heard those words that I read from the book of Jeremiah. Do not listen to the words of the prophets who prophesy to you. They make you worthless. We see this on a lot of TV preachers that tell you, if you just believe hard enough, if you give my ministry enough money, then you will be blessed. I could name names, but I hope that you know them already. Mark and avoid them. If you have books by these false prophets, including Rick Warren, give them to me. I will take care of them for you. Just don't ask me how. We need to be more cautious about what we read. We need to be more cautious about the things that we consume, because we are consumers, aren't we? We hear things, we read things, we listen to things, and too often those are the things that we repeat. Those are the things we come to believe. And that's okay if what you hear on a regular basis, if what you read on a regular basis is the Word of God, is the truth that Jesus Christ died for sinners like you and me. It's not that we aren't sinners too, but our identity is found as repentant sinners. As sinners who have been washed in the waters of holy baptism. We do not find our identity in our sins. We do not find pride in our sins. We boast in the Lord. The Lord who took a wretch even like me and will make a saint out of me yet, will put me on the path to sanctification, and that even though every day I will struggle with the sins that face me, every single day I fall on my knees and I confess them to God Almighty, and He says, because of my Son, I forgive you. Beware of false prophets. They speak a vision of their own heart, not from the mouth of the Lord. They continually say to you, to those who despise me, the Lord has said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. We see that those churches that have abdicated the word of God to chase after this world, thinking that it will somehow fill their pews, are in a faster decline than those who still fight for the Word of God. If numbers is why we exist, if we exist just to make sure that the pews are full, I could sugarcoat every single message. But then I might be a false prophet. God has commanded His faithful pastors to preach both the law, which condemns, and the gospel, which brings to life, even when that law is hard to hear. In those days, God tried to call His people back to Himself. He tried to tell them to repent and to believe in Him, to turn from their sick, wicked ways and follow Him. But the false prophets came and said, there is peace. It's okay. God will make sure that we're okay. God would never let anything bad happen to His people. Jeremiah's message was the opposite. Jeremiah's message was repent or God will cause destruction. God's people see turmoil and tribulation. I had this conversation just this last week about the Left Behind books. As they were recommended to me, there are some Left Behind books for kids. And I said, look, I'm not going to have my child read those because there is absolutely nothing in the scriptures that shows that there is this rapture where all of a sudden all of God's faithful people will be taken away when the Great Tribulation comes. I said, because if you don't think that we're living through the Great Tribulation right now and that there are still Christians here, then you need to open your eyes. You are living through that great tribulation. God has allowed His saints to suffer even death. But through that suffering, He brings life. Because death is now a portal to eternal life with Jesus. And so we can survive even death. Flee from those who tell you that good is bad and bad is good. Flee from those who will tell you that it's okay to live in unrepentant sin. Because that is not the message of Jesus Christ. Flee from those who will tell you that Jesus is not the only way to heaven. Who say, who are we to know whether or not Jesus is the way? Even though He very clearly said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one shall come to the Father except through me. There is only one path to eternal life. And that is through faith in Jesus Christ. And not a made-up Jesus, not a Jesus that we would turn around and say, well, my Jesus would be nicer than that. My Jesus wouldn't be so condemning of sin. If your Jesus isn't the Jesus of the Bible, then you worship a false God. Jesus is very clear and often biting in our text and the verses around it. Right before our text begins, he says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." Narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. It is a sad reality to realize that there are more people going to hell than heaven. And it's a sad reality because we know that God desires for all to be saved. But the devil has worked so firmly in his lies that so many have turned and rejected Jesus Christ. And dear church, you are living through a time unlike a time that we have seen. Yes, there is nothing new under the sun. Yes, it repeats as a pendulum. But right now, we are seeing a culture that once belonged to God reject him outright. And it's painful, isn't it? Especially those of you who remember those days. Remember the days when Sunday morning, there was nothing other than church. Remember the days when church was a part of your social activities week after week. When you could trust that your property was safe because the people in your community were fellow Christians and you looked out for each other. Life in a small town. But even those days are coming to an end. But it doesn't always have to, does it? Can't we try to do better? Can't we say, Lord, you will be the director of this place. You will be the director. You will lead our lives in this church and in this community. We are a small town, and we will follow Jesus. The day will still come when God will wipe away the heavens and the earth and bring about the new creation. But we can be a place of solace. We can be a place where there is still joy in the midst of a world that is so utterly depressed because we have Jesus. That is the narrow gate. The church is part of that gate-keeping community. We would gladly welcome all. We would gladly see all people return to Jesus. We would gladly proclaim that message from the mountaintops and watch as they all came in to hear the message of the forgiveness of sins. That is our joy, because it does still happen. It's not everyone, but there will be a day when every tongue will confess. Beware of the false prophets who come in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. Because Jesus says there will be a day when they try to knock on the door and he says, I never knew you. People who at one time confessed the name of Jesus Christ rightly and then turned to follow the will of the world. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Even if our numbers were to dwindle down to 10, as long as we are founded on the rock of the Bible, of the scriptures that are inspired by the Holy Spirit, God himself, and we are faithful. And if we are faithful and found ourselves on the rock that is Jesus Christ, and this whole community comes, we'll rejoice in that too. Continue to come and remember your own baptism. Continue to come and receive the body and blood of Jesus faithfully, because this world is a wasteland, but this place is not, because we have Jesus. Mark and avoid the false prophets. Listen to those things that are good for your soul and live. The church sings, "If death my portion be, it brings great gain to me. It speeds my life's endeavor to live with Christ forever. He gives me joy and sorrow, come death now or tomorrow. So be it, then, I say, with all my heart each day, dear Lord, we all adore you. We sing for joy before you. Guide us while here we wander until we praise you yonder." Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus.